Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mr. Eric bringing us back. Mr. Eric Clapton. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I want from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeff is he is the Chief Home Officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. GotWords.com. Also, say it again, the new one?
Road Trip Mojo. Road Trip Mojo. If you like camping, RVing, and throwing a little music, attending music festivals.
You do a lot of that festivals with it, with your mojo, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do probably three or four a year, whether it's in Florida or up the East Coast, up into Virginia. They're a lot of fun.
Check it out, folks.
It's camping with a better soundtrack.
As you can tell, he's a cool dude. Hey, Jeffrey, let's move over to the tech side.
Sure.
Apple got themselves into a little bit of a bind. And, you know, as you know, Jeff, I've been focusing a lot of my work in a book on the ethics of technology.
Right.
The ethics of digital technology. And Apple kind of messed up their ethics a little bit on their software, didn't they?
Yeah, it's almost like an oxymoron. I got to tell you, when people have lamented, I've been an Apple fan, iPhone and iTunes for my music for years. And I
own one of their first Macs.
My first computer was an Apple PC.
And owned a couple of dozen over the next 20 years.
There you go. So, I mean, they introduced me and still carry me to this day. But and when Tim Cook comes out and issues a mea culpa, you know, they did something wrong and they're admitting it. But people may know and may have read that the battery issue, you know, Apple, when their devices get a little older, and the batteries get a little older,
right.
They can't give it the juice it needs to run certain processes. So they installed with some of the downloads for the operating system, the way I understand it, it would sap the battery and so that the spike in power necessary wouldn't totally drain out the battery. And so it was a quote fix that they thought, but it really.
But essentially what they did was they slowed down the computer so it wouldn't eat up the battery.
So it wouldn't eat up the battery. So,
and they get blamed for all that. And this is where I want people to start thinking ethical. I want them to start sticking the word ethical in there.
Right.
You know, they didn't do anything wrong, right? I mean, they didn't do anything illegal. It's their operating system. They can do what they want to with it, but they didn't do the right thing.
Right. The disclosure part. It came out in a sort of like, I don't want to say sleight of hand, but it was like, oh, by the way, as opposed to it saying, this is how this works and this is why this is happening, or what the heck. I mean, people know is your phone. I don't care whether it's Apple,
right.
Android, you know, Samsung, Moto, whatever. As devices age, they get slower.
Yeah.
As batteries age, they lose power to hold charge.
I've got a Samsung. A battery in my Samsung is wearing out.
You go online, you replace it.
I replaced the
battery in my iPhone, even though you really can't. You got to take it somewhere. You know, I replaced the battery in my iPhone because it got old and it slowed down and it would lose its charge. It's the way they did it.
Yeah.
That's the ethical part.
See, that's the ethical part. Comes back to so much of what we're seeing with all these big companies, whether they're platforms like Facebook and Twitter, or whether they're hardware companies like IBM or Apple or whoever. It's that they're dealing with us like we're children.
Right.
And people have got to start realizing that we've got to hold these guys accountable for better ethics.
Well, look what happened. I mean, now there's a class action lawsuit trying to be filed. You know, who knows whether they'll get the traction for certification, but there's a class action lawsuit that's been brought over this. And one of my gripes for years has been the fact that the older your iPhone grows, the less able it is to handle updates of the new operating system,
mm-hmm.
such that you keep getting these pop-ups saying install now, install now, install now, and you keep having to click no, no, no. And if you accidentally click yes, you could find yourself in the rabbit's hole of downloading a new operating system
that will
ostensibly brick your phone.
That's what I've got right now with my Samsung.
And if you do it, and it's an older model
phone. I accidentally hit yes one time, and it formatted my pictures. I lost some of my pictures.
Yeah. And that's and now there's another, from what I understand, another law firm trying to get plaintiffs to file a class action suit about that. To me, that's a more important issue. You can always replace a battery, okay? But you can't replace your phone. You can't revert. You can't go back to a previous version of an operating system.
Well, let's throw another thing in here. There's a new thing that's just hitting the news right now about Intel, I think it is. They're now realizing that there's some serious defects in all computers made in the last 10 years.
It's amazing.
Now here's the thing. People make mistakes. Things happen. We learn things. You know, maybe this is a totally innocent thing. The issue, Jeff, won't be what was wrong. The issue will be how they handle it.
How they fix it. Well, the issue will be not only what was wrong, but when did they know what was wrong?
Right.
And, you know, and
well it's already being speculated that the CEO is selling stock ahead of this.
Wow. Yeah, it's Equifax all over again.
Sounds like it.
So
folks, start watching as these things are happening to you and to all of us, and they're happening more and more. Don't just watch the event. Watch the ethical behavior of the people. We've got, Jeff, we have to hold these people to a higher standard of ethics, because as we deal with digital tools, as you know, everything's moving faster. We've got to do this, don't we?
Absolutely. And we have to look inside also, because we're not immune. If we make a mistake, how quickly do we fess up and own up and own the mistake and make it right?
We've all got to do that. Hey, Jeff, I need your websites again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWorks.com, and RoadTripMojo. Check it out.
Check it out. Hey, Jeff, good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks,
Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.